Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it is Zoe Moon, and this is the January show for the signs Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. For all other signs, the January show is up at healthylife.net. The link is in the description, or you can scroll down and find me, or you can come over to Facebook and find the link there. So anyways, getting on with you guys that got missed in yesterday's show for all the signs. We'll start with Capricorn in January. First of all, there's a lot of energy going on in Aquarius this month. So Capricorn, that means a lot going on with your personal income, what's going on with purchases, products, or possessions. And so it looks like you're going to get motivated and get busy here. First of all, Venus is in this territory between January 2nd and 26th. So she's very favorable. She wants to help attract income to your income, revenue. She wants to attract income to what you're doing with your purchases or products or possessions. She also may attract love or beauty or pleasure so that you enjoy what you're doing there. And so yay for that. Then on the 20th and 21st, that's when you really are going to get your kick launch forward. So on the 20th, the sun moves into that territory for 30 days. This draws you in and gets you more physically active, pursuing income, making purchases or doing stuff with your products or possessions. Really helps you guys stand out, shine, take the lead, make it about your interest. Maybe put your name, title, brand, image somehow involved in it, you know, but it gives you a bit of an edge over those 30 days. And then that very next day on the 21st is the new moon. And so that opens up 2 weeks that helps launch you forward with some cosmic energy behind you, helping you start something new in one of those realms or take what you're already doing and move it forward into what comes next. So definitely put some time and thought into what you want to accomplish in those areas this month. Next, we have a full moon that peaks on the 6th. So you guys listening live, that's happening today, later today. Let's see, what is it for you guys? Oh, Capricorn, this is your relationship zone. So, you know, something is coming to a climax for you guys having to do with a romantic partner, business partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, advocate, you know, that kind of serious relationship. So you might be finally achieving what you've been working on with them. You might be celebrating something with or about them. There might be some kind of wrap-up of the project you've been on, or maybe you're ending the relationship itself. So it has to do with what is culminating one way or the other for you with some of these individuals. Now, next we have Mars retrograde. So the first 12 days of January, you are in Mars retrograde still. This started back on October 30th. And so it has kind of slowed you down and asked you to reassess what's going on with your health, what's going on with your work, what's going on with your animals, and to a certain extent then that extends out to, you know, involve coworkers, hired help, paperwork, the details, the organizing, the cleaning, and all these kind of things. So, you know, you still, these first 12 days, you definitely want to be kind of looking at what you still need to do about something there or what was done that you want to undo. You're in a do-over, right, with the retrograde. And you might address old anger or passion about something in one of those areas as well. So then on the 12th, Mars goes direct and shifts around in the sky, and now you're ready to move forward on those things, having figured out what you needed to let go of or reclaim or rework. And you'll be in forward motion with this until March 25th. So Capricorn, you know, that's going to pick up speed the further along it goes, but it is time to start making things happen on that next chapter, next level as this turns around. The second planet to go direct after being retrograde for a while is Mercury this month. So Mercury will be retrograde in January up until the 18th, and it's retrograde in your sign, Capricorn. So definitely, you know, you have until the 18th to reassess what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your needs, you know, what do you want, right? And so to that extent, you might look back at the past and think that through or talk to some people or look at some situations. You might look at where you are currently and what you might want to rethink. And then on the 18th, Mercury goes direct. So again, shifting in the sky, ready for you to start moving forward. And you'll be moving forward over whatever you figured out in the retrograde up through February 8th. That's the shadow period. And then after February 8th, some new things coming into view for you. And so I should definitely say a reminder that when Mars goes direct on the 12th and when Mercury goes direct on the 18th, you know, those days can be a little bit more glitchy because the energy is unstable. So, you know, on the 12th, watch out for Mars things like sharp objects or accidents or fire or anger, you know, popping up. And on the 18th, watch out for communications going astray or malfunctioning electronics or mechanicals and things like that. But you're in now forward motion with both of those after you get past the hump of the day that it turns direct. All right, and then the third planet going direct in January is Uranus. So Uranus has been retrograde for months, and on the 22nd of the month, it will go direct. So from the 1st to the 22nd of January, you are still kind of reassessing all the crazy ups and downs, the excitement, the shockers, the sudden changes that have been happening with your children, your love life, your creative endeavors or recreational pursuits. And then on the 22nd, when this energy turns forward, turns direct, you're now ready to start moving into what comes next in those areas. You know, Uranus really wants an awakening, so it's going to shake you out of ruts and bring some craziness and some excitement there. So, again, watching the 22nd as it might be a little bit more of a radical, fluctuating day, but now you're back into forward motion and ready to keep going forward until August 28th with that energy. And then finally, Capricorn, on the 26th of January, Venus moves into Pisces, which is your communication and commerce zone. So it'll be there until February 20th. So, you know, Venus can bring the love or the money to your talks, your meetings, your sales, your writing, your short trips, your local activities, your offers and proposals and decisions. And she may also bring beauty or pleasure to those zones as well. In the more physical realm, Capricorn, this play out, you know, with love or money or beauty or pleasure involving your siblings, your neighbors, a move, your vehicles, your electronics, your, your short trips, your flirtations, right? So make the most of that. That's a pretty beneficial influence. So there you have it. All right. So for Aquarius, there's a lot of energy activating in Aquarius in January. So you guys, first of all, have Venus in your sign between January 2nd and January 26th. So most of the month you are hosting Venus. This is a lovely energy to host because it really brings the love or the money to you or through you or around you, and it makes you, you know, more beautiful or have more ease with beauty or brings more pleasure to you during that time frame. So you definitely want to make the most of that. And then on the 20th of January, the sun moves into Aquarius and we'll put a spotlight there for 30 days. So Aquarius, you're really shining. Others are noticing you. It's a time where you can pursue your interests, get in there physically and go for what you want, or focus on your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your needs, and see what you can accomplish during this time. And to give you added boost to all of that, on the 21st, the very next day, there's a new moon in your sign. So that opens up 2 weeks of push from the universe forward, helping you launch into something new or take what you're doing with yourself for yourself forward into that next chapter. So definitely want to be proactive about what you want, Aquarius, and what you can do for yourself, right? And so then there's a full moon on the 6th, and for Aquarius, this is in your zone of work and health and animals, any paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. So it is a time to really wrap up or reach that apex of what's been going on. You might be ending something that's been happening there in one of those areas. You also could be celebrating something, having a breakthrough, achieving something there. So it is a high point in one or several of those areas for you. Next, Mars has been retrograde since October 30th. And so the first 12 days of January, it is also retrograde. So you are still in do-over mode, addressing old anger, passion, actions that involve your kids, your lover, your creative projects or recreational pursuits. And then on the 12th, Mars turns around and goes direct again. So now you're ready to start moving forward into what comes next with the lovers, the kids, the creative projects, the recreational pursuits, and, you know, motivate and start doing some things about it. You'll have this in direct motion there until March 25th. Next, Mercury is retrograde until the 18th of January. So you're also reassessing what's going on with institutions. Do you need to change something there? What's going on with your research? What's going on with your recuperative needs? What's going on with artistic projects, romance, spiritual practices, addictions, secrets? So pick one, pick them all. You'll be running into your past in those areas and, you know, deciding what stays, what goes, what can be reworked. And then on the 18th, Mercury retrograde ends and it goes direct and you're now ready to turn around and start moving forward with your decisions, your talks, your ideas about those stories. And you just want to be careful on the day these energies shift gears, on the 12th with Mars, on the 18th with Mercury, because it's a less stable day, you know. And so you might have more accidents or issues with anger or fire or sharp objects on the 12th when it comes to your kids or lover or creative endeavors or recreational pursuits. And on the 18th, there could be more issues popping up, you know, with communications going astray or being misunderstood or malfunctioning electronics or mechanicals associated with your artistic, romantic, spiritual, addictive, secretive, institutional, or research themes, or even recuperative needs. So there you have that. Now, with Mercury going direct on the 18th, it'll be in direct motion through February 8th in the shadow, which means you are moving forward on any of those topics as it pertains to what you figured out during the retrograde, and then after February 8th, moving into brand new things. There's a third planet turning around in the sky in January, and that's the planet Uranus, your ruler. And so it's retrograde up until the 22nd of January. It's been retrograde for months, and it will then go direct on the 22nd. So Aquarius, you're in the retrograde mode up through the 22nd. Is reassessing, you know, the sudden changes, the excitement, the shockers, the free need for freedom, the original influences that have been playing out at home or with moves, renovations, real estate, or with family, parents, roommates. And then on the 22nd, as that energy turns around and starts to go direct, you're now ready to start moving towards the new changes, the new innovations, the new excitement, the new shockers and shakeups. And so, again, watch the 22nd as it might be a little bit more crazy. There could be electrical problems, you know, in the home, or there could be, you know, accidents once again. So be careful with that. But forward you go. And then finally, Venus moves into Pisces on the 26th. So Aquarius, you know, this is your zone of personal income, your purchases, your products and possessions. So having Venus there, she should make it more enjoyable to make money. She should make it easier to attract income. When it comes to your purchases, you might be more tempted to purchase luxury items, beautiful things, you know, jewelry, art, whatever. So she may attract love into the scenario. So maybe there'll be some gift giving between love interests. There could be, you know, beauty and pleasure in the mix. So it's a good influence and you have it there until February 20th. Okay, so for Pisces, the Aquarius energy that's active in January is definitely, you know, activating your 12th house. So there's more going on behind the scenes in development or privately or secretively. This might involve your artistic projects and pursuits. So it might be about music or film or painting or poetry or dance or whatever you get into. It also could be about romance in January and that there's more focus on, you know, time behind closed doors with that romantic interest. It could also be spiritual practices that you're getting more involved in or what's happening magically or psychically in your life. Also could be a time of recuperation and recharging your batteries or a time when you're dealing with bad habits or addictions or going to an institution more or doing more research. So whatever you would like to focus on there, Venus will be in that realm from the 2nd through the 26th. So she definitely is very helpful in attracting love or money or beauty or pleasure into those arenas. And the sun comes into this territory on the 20th and will be there for 30 days. And so this spotlights you and says, okay, it's time for you to show up and get involved in something here or pursue your interest, involve your name, your title, your brand, your image, make it about what you need or want there. You do have an edge. You do shine in those areas now. And on the very next day, on the 21st, the new moon kicks in that territory. And so you have 2 weeks of boost forward into something new or next chapter in an ongoing story. And so it gives you that momentum. So you want to be proactive about whatever that is for you guys. Now, the full moon is on the 6th of the month, and it's bringing something to a climax with your children, your lover, your loved life, a creative endeavor, or something recreational. It might be happening at home or involve your emotions or family or real estate or history or security, you know, because of the Cancer vibe. But it definitely is about what you're finally like getting to the high point of the year with this. You know, think back 6 months to the new moon and where you were at the end of June beginning this whole thing. So now you're wrapping up, you're marking endings, you're achieving what you set out for, or you're celebrating something in one of those areas. Next, Pisces, we have Mars retrograde, which began on October 30th last year, and it is still in play in the first 12 days of January. So, Pisces, you know, you are still going back and kind of trying to reassess something about what happened or what needed to happen or what's going on with your passions or your anger about what's happening at home or with your family or a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, your parents, your roommate situation. And so, you know, looking at the past, looking at the ongoing situation, what stays, what goes, what can be reworked. And then on the 12th, Mars retrograde ends. It goes direct, and you're now ready to start, you know, doing something moving forward about any of those themes, and you'll have it in direct motion until March 25th. Now, you do want to watch the 12th because it can be more glitchy when the planet changes direction. So there could be issues with sharp objects, with fire, with anger, with accidents, you know, at the home or with the family or roommate or mover, real estate dealer, parent, et cetera. So keep an eye on that on the 12th, but otherwise forward you go. Now, Mercury is that will be retrograde part of the month and then go direct. So in the first 18 days of January, you're in Mercury retrograde. And so you're reassessing, revisiting, rekindling, releasing, reworking things with your friends, with your associates, with your group affiliations, around parties, events, or gatherings, with what's going on online, what's going on with astrology or charities, or what's happening with your own aspirations, freedoms, or original projects. You have a lot to choose from there. And so, you know, up till the 18th, you're still rethinking things. You might be running into past people or situations, picking things back up, seeing what works, what doesn't work, looking at your current situation, what you can rework or let go of. And then on the 18th, Mercury retrograde ends and it goes direct. So now you're ready to start moving forward from the 18th of January through February 8th through the shadow, where you can move forward the things that you were focused on during the retrograde and then after February 8th into something new. And so watching the 18th as it could be a glitchy day, miscommunication, things go astray, things don't add up correctly, mechanical breakdowns or electronic breakdowns, you know, involved in those stories, possibly. And then after that, moving forward. And then the third planet to change direction this month is Uranus. So for months, Uranus has been retrograde. It's going to be retrograde the first 22 days of January. And so Pisces, it's been asking you to kind of reassess all the crazy sudden up and downs and excitement and shockers and sudden changes that have been going on in your community, in your, you know, local places or short trips to nearby places, with your vehicles, your electronics, with your brothers, sisters, or neighbors, with any moves, with anything involving your talks, your meetings, your interviews, anything with your sales, anything with your writing or agreements. So you have a lot to choose from there too, right? But as of the 22nd, Uranus is going to go direct. So now we're starting to head into the next chapter of new excitement and innovations and sudden changes and all of that that comes with Uranus. And it'll be in direct motion until August 28th there. Definitely watch the 22nd where there could be some electricity kind of stuff, you know, or some sudden changes that you're not expecting. Since this is in the third house for Pisces, just a little extra caution when you're driving or out in your community on the 22nd. And there you have that. All right. And then on the 26th, Venus moves into your sign, Pisces. This is such a cherished period because from the 26th of January until February 20th, you get to host Venus. And so now you have that beautiful vibe that's amplified, and now you can attract the love or the income flow more readily or easily, or you can express love more easily, or you can find pleasure in the things that you are doing. And it's just a lovely kind of dreamy time for you. So make the most of that. If you're thinking about, like, you know, a new hairstyle, new makeup, new jewelry, new, you know, anything that would beautify yourself, you know, then this might be a good time. Maybe new headshots, you know, that kind of thing. So there you have it, guys. I'm sorry I didn't get you three signs in with the other signs. There was just too much to talk about, I suppose. But I wish you guys a very happy January. And again, if you guys, the rest of the signs, if you want to listen to the January monthly for all other signs, it's at healthylife.net/radioshow/archivezm.htm. And that's written in the link here to this show. And so I hope everybody gets to hear their forecast, and I hope January is a great month for everybody. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.